I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, May 31st, 2012, to order and call upon Mr. Rick Finley for an opening prayer. Everyone will stand.
Why don't you let your Rick right there? That's not working today. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and again, thank you for the many blessings you give us. We thank you for the rain you sent us last evening. We'd like to see a little more. We just prayed you'd send that to us. We thank you most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross for us, and we thank you for salvation. We know, dear Lord, that you have us here to share that with others, and we pray you'd help us to do that. We pray for wisdom as we go about the county business, and we just pray that you would just give all the leaders in this county wisdom to do the things that you'd want them to do. Pray for the state leaders, our national leaders. And we just pray to the Lord that you would just grab a hold of this nation in a way that we would be known as a godly nation. We just thank you again for the blessings you've given us. Pray that you just continue to pour those out upon us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve previous meeting minutes dated May 21st and May 24th with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve previous meeting minutes of May 21st and 24th with corrections and changes.
Hold it. You said 24th or 22nd?
24th. 21st.
Okay. One of you said 22nd, didn't you?
Well, if we did, it should be the 21st and 24th.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion's made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes of May 21st and 24th with corrections and amendments. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
Motion to approve accounts payable, checks number 329158 through 329254. Holding out check number 329212 and approving warrants 5630 and 5631.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 329158 to 329254, warrants 5630 and 5631. Not approving check number 329212. Discussion.
Just one piece is yes. That we're waiting for some information on it. It's an insurance reimbursement check. I just want to make sure that we can bring this up later on today.
Let's do it Monday.
Let's do it Monday. Would you just make sure this is in the accounts payable on Monday? Thank you, Nikki.
Which one of you stole my pen?
Motion's been made and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried. Is there a second copy of this? No?
Yeah, right here.
That's your copy. Agenda request review, Nikki.
At this point, we have no new requests on the table.
I have.
Unless you gentlemen have.
I sent you an email late last night. You may not have seen it. That's
I'm
probably why.
I'm working my way.
Okay. The only request was email. We have an email usage policy that we need to revise.
Okay.
And Linda Sorensen and Mark have worked on it and have given us a copy. And I'd like to know if we could put 30 minutes on the agenda or 15 minutes on the agenda just to review it. So that we can amend our handbook policy with it.
Want to do that Monday?
Yeah, Monday would be great if we could.
That's fine.
And you have a copy in your inbox. You just haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
And there's nothing else that we have as a request that we don't already have scheduled? Is that what you're...
Correct. That I have gotten to thus far, I'm going through my emails.
We have a discussion scheduled in for F Highway and 160.
Is this a negotiations deal? Do we have it posted with under?
It just says F Highway and 160.
We haven't got the survey information back yet, so I don't
know. Right. Well, I might need for you to explain that to.
Okay.
What won't you come forward there to the mic and then we can.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, Darryl.
No,
right.
Just have,
just said
have
a seat.
Seat.
I didn't know that much.
How do you like that timing? Is that perfect or what? All right. Good morning.
Good morning. I think I had posted this just for out of courtesy, just to kind of let you know what's going on, unless you have questions about the F-160 progress. But what we've done is we have hired HDR Archer to do a complete survey, and they are supposed to be in contact with you if they haven't already contacted you about. And they last Thursday I received an email said. Who was the contact person? I gave them you.
Okay.
And so what they're doing is going to give us a couple options on how to survey out the parcel that you guys are looking for as an ambulance district. The two options that we wanted to look at was using the corner and then using the original, the original sign shop location that we originally went on site. They're going to look at a couple options, but I thought it would be best since you. Or the prospective owner of the property to make sure you have a feedback into how you want the property laid out.
Okay. Well, so I guess I'll have to wait until they call and talk to me about what you are looking at. But I guess I'm sort of here also as some clarification just to make sure that we're on the same page because a lot of time has gone by and I'm not sure we all know where we're at. But so I've received a USDA loan and... we're ready to operationally. We need the station. It's going to help the north and another part of the county, as well as the east side. So I'm concerned about how long it takes to get things done, and I need to know if there's a timeline set and what exactly. I mean, so we've got an appraiser.
Not an appraiser, we have a surveyor.
A surveyor.
We had an appraiser. We originally issued a survey, an appraiser, to come in and appraise it based off of what they thought imaginary lines and using some landmarks, okay. And they've asked for hard boundary lines.
Oh, okay.
So they could not appraise what we had hoped them. So we went down a path that we thought would be faster, which it turned out to be slower.
Okay. Now, somewhere along the lines, the property that we own in Kissy Mills was thrown in there because the county already... uses that property. We own it, but you use it to store your stuff and et cetera. And that got thrown in, and I'm concerned that that property is going to be somehow thrown into this mix, and there's going to be some sort of a comparison of the value of the two properties. And obviously the F-160 property is going to be much more valuable if you put it on the open market than the Kissy Mills property. And I don't want to... I don't want those two to be connected at all. If, as far as I'm concerned, if the county, or in fact, we probably should do it, the ambulance district turn that property over to the county, the property that you're already using, because there's really no, we have no use for it. You're using it, and you need it, so I'm okay with that. So I'd like those two properties disconnected as far as the relationship.
Let me ask a question, because I had thought that when we were here before, we had discussed that, and you all had visited the property, and then it was just a hill. Am I wrong?
We're actually what we're doing, it is, we're slowly filling it in.
Yeah, yeah. The county's made the property a little bit more valuable because they filled it in with dirt.
What we've been doing over time is, as we have excess fill, we fill it in. It's a big ravine that we have started filling in.
Okay.
And
But I thought during our discussion we made...
We had separated. That's what I thought, too.
But in fact, we're not talking about that at all.
But now, the property and the boys on the east side are well familiar with it. We only use that property as a added during, like, our trash day and different things, and we appreciated the use that we had in exchange for filling it in. We had used it for our pickup days and our fall and spring pickup. And things like that, where the line actually goes down across there. Well, we've added to, and like he said, we've actually increased the value of the property by the amount of fill that we've put in there, because it wasn't nothing but a big steep gully there. Mm-hmm. And that's right in it, isn't it, Harlan?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And the only time that we actually have any use for that particular piece of property is when we have that tremendous amount of pickup out there. We have a change of operational road and bridge operations for that particular site. Now that we have, just as you are scattering your locations for better use to the county, we have purchased the Mount Branson facility, that facility, and the Hilda facility, and all those. And so we actually will probably have a different use for that area than what we had originally. So I thought they were separated now because of our last conversation, but maybe not. Maybe there was some confusion there. So
yeah, and that's what I just want to clarify, that as far as I'm concerned, it's a separate deal, and you know, we'll sell you the property for, you know, whatever the minimal number amount is. I think you're going to use it way more than we're going to use it.
Right.
So that was one of my concerns. The other concern is that just the time that it's been taken to move the project along, and I understand, I mean, it's pretty obvious that there's a lot of bigger issues than, you know, whether the ambulance district gets a property. I understand that. But I have a timeline, and operationally it's important to us. And so getting the survey done quickly is important, and just knowing where we stand. Every time I talk to somebody about the property, it's usually bad news, whether it's because of the ground contamination. You know, we're going to have to sink a well in there, and it's going to have to go a lot deeper than usual, which is, you know, increases the cost. Then the added safe room that the county is, I don't know if you're still interested in doing that or not.
We haven't pursued it. We at the point right now is just trying to get a survey.
Well, it's probably a good thing, because when you factor that in, then you're going to need a septic system, and if you plan on housing 30 people in there for even 5 minutes, it has to have a septic system that can handle 30 people, which, you know, greatly increases the cost of the septic system. And I don't even know where you're going to leach the, you know, where's the leach field going to go? It's all paved over there. I don't know.
Part of the challenge is there's central sewer across the street.
Yeah.
And the parcel I was looking at a previous email that I received, and right now the parcel's under 2 acres, so we would require a P&Z variance also. So there's a lot of steps that the HDR is working on to see if we can either make the parcel a 2-acre parcel, or work about getting an annex into Merriam Woods, or a road board to connect to the central sewer across the street.
That would be nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of factors that the HDR is looking into I think the challenge of the delay has been is that we went down an appraisal route. We had Ron Erickson do a bid for this project, and when we finally awarded it, that's when they said we really need boundary lines versus what you really want. Because what we were trying to do is as fast as possible.
Yeah, and I'm sure the tornado didn't help anything in the process. But
it has taken a lot of time.
Do we have a timeline for Daryl so that he would have an understanding of when we're going to complete the steps that we're going through?
At this stage, I don't. I mean,
That's what you're interested in.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've already made a contract with, what is it, HDR?
HDR Archer.
And it's done?
Yeah, they're moving forward.
They're moving. Okay, so we just wait for them, and that'll probably take a couple of weeks if they're not busy doing other stuff.
And it's a priority for them. The thing is, it's these other factors. The two-acre, I mean, a P&Z variance is going to take, that's a process. You know, because if you're under 2 acres, you have to get a variance unless you have central sewer. So if we parcel it off under 2 acres, we're committing to going to central sewer. That's part of the process. So we haven't got all the information back to even make a decision of how, right, who's paying for the bore. You know, and it's a state bore. I don't know if that makes a difference, Randy, from a timing perspective.
Right.
What?
Permits
right.
Well, there was.
I mean, I'd like to get it done as fast as possible now that we have a direction, which is we're going this direction with a survey company.
Right. As he visited with me and we talked about timing issues and everything, and Jim, at the last meeting that we had, which it may have been a week ago, Monday or whatever, Tuesday or whatever, you said that you had already received and they were going to contact him, mm-hmm, and that's what I had said to Daryl on the phone, was that you had a number or something that HDR had.
I sent them information the same day. I got an email saying that you were the contact, and then Tom Treat was the secondary contact since he was your architect, mm-hmm, on the project. So,
okay.
And there's subsequently there's been another email about, what about sewer system? I mean, are they hooking to central, or are you going to do a 2-acre parcel just so you can have, but it seems.
Well, the preference, if you, correct me if I'm wrong, if you hook into the sewer, do you not get the water with it? Or are those two separate, completely?
Two separate. Okay. I don't know how Merriam Woods work either. So if they have a water system, or is it a, what water treatment it is, I don't know. I don't believe it's the same.
All right.
We had other things out there that have been taking place, and some things that we have held off on. There are issues with other elected officials and departments that we haven't moved forward with because there has been so many steps other than us getting a survey and an appraisal to answer those questions so that we could move forward with another main department that we have there, and also the Road and Bridge had some signs stored out there, and they've been moved now. Sewer has got a place out there. We have other people interested in a particular parcel that you probably wouldn't be interested in. So there's been a lot of things that come up with. I understand that you have a timeline, and we will prioritize this now and try to get it moved forward for your satisfaction. What we have done as a county commission is tried to work with, just as you mentioned a while ago, a service to the citizens. We have tried to work with the sewer department on issues as we held our separation of the sewer department and the county commission. Then we'll try to help however we can with the ambulance district and the county commission. So it's all for the benefit of the citizens of the county, and that's the way that we'll approach this. And we can put it on a priority list if we know that you have your time frame, and we need to expedite as quickly as possible.
Okay.
The good news is once we have the surveyed property, the appraiser company's already been hired. So as soon as we have boundary lines, they've done remote a lot of the groundwork already. So that process is already sped up.
Right.
I think the biggest challenge we're going to have is sewer, is how we're going to connect to either central sewer or your own, septic tank. So that's only.
Well, would it help to if I went to Merriam Woods and spoke with them? Sort of got the ball rolling on that, or at least put it in their ear that we'd be interested in plugging in?
Well, the one thing that they do know is that we had discussed this as a possible polling place or a possible safe room, which sparked a lot of interest in that community, and I got a lot of conversation from the citizens over there in hopes that that might take place.
Yeah.
Well, there has probably been some change in the grant monies that you had probably didn't pursue part of that situation.
No, it was just the
answer. And so the plans have changed considerably. So I think they would be interested in visiting with you to find out exactly what you might want if you had the property, and what, you know, it would be a great service for them there. So
I think since we have direction, it's going to move a lot faster now.
Okay.
Now that we've kind of jumped some hurdles that we didn't have to jump earlier. So,
okay.
And like Danny says, we want to get this thing done. What's best for the community is to get a station out there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if we can get a safe room, that's even better. But priority is to get the parcel in your hands, and I think we're all open to that. I mean, there's some logistics we got to work with, you know, with other departments too about mm-hmm. which parcel it is. I mean, there's a lot of logistics still we have to mess with. So.
Two or three quick questions. From prior discussions that we've had when you've been here, because we haven't had in-depth discussions when you're not here, are you interested in the entire parcel of property or part?
No, just
and originally I'd heard it was a part to
yeah.
put up a building, a structure, et cetera.
Right.
Access to highway or highways.
Yes.
I think that it would be very important for you to contact Miriam Woods personally
okay.
and already have that ball rolling. And if, in fact, that's an option, and if it's the option we want to pursue and that contact's already been made, we're ahead of the game.
Okay.
So I would certainly give my blessing for you to do that as an interested party in that parcel of property.
Okay.
Because the county, at least, unless you gentlemen are going to tell me different, is convinced that having an ambulance site there would be a great thing for our county. It's a great location.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe we need to expedite every part of this as quickly as possible and not hinder this process.
Okay.
I will think that we can probably start getting timelines in the next week or so. Once we get this first survey, the survey back and the sewer question answered, it's a very fast process for us at that point.
Okay. Is HDR from Taney County?
Yeah, they're just across the street.
Across the street.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want us to take off the table of this other parcel of property, because when it comes time following an appraisal, the county has to do what's in the best interest financially and from a fiduciary responsibility perspective on whatever that property is worth. Therefore, a parcel of property that may not be worth very much to you that's near the road and bridge might be worth
right.
more to us in the future. So I want to make this in light of how it can help us both financially rather than hurt one of us.
Okay.
So, okay?
Is that all right?
Sounds great.
Thank you,
right.
sir.
Thanks, gentlemen.
See you, too. Is that you'll be there, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, the next is... Yes, next issue is ballot questions. I asked for this to be put on the agenda just to spur the conversation. There are a number of entities that have spoke about or have discussed the possibility of an election in November or an election next April, etc. I would like to ask the county clerk if she would provide to us, not now, but in writing over the course of the next few days, what our deadlines are, what our opportunities are. In other words, we have a timeline wherein, or a deadline that we have to put an issue on a ballot. You want to join us, Donna, for just a moment? And I would like us to, as a county commission, contact those very organizations that have, in fact, shown interest. And that is all the way from us regarding a potential use tax to 911 to the tourism tax that the chamber will be considering, or the city of Branson, the library tax. Are there others that I'm missing that have been in the rumor mill?
Repeat those again.
I said the tourism tax.
Uh-huh. Library.
Library tax. Potential 911 tax.
Right.
Potential use tax. Of course, the use tax, since the General Assembly has fixed the problem that existed, may not be something that needs to be addressed, although the governor has threatened to veto the legislation that was passed. Of course, then there's the possibility of the veto override. So we have a time period that we have to, and a sequence of events that are going to happen before we have the answer to that specific issue. But am I missing?
That's the four that I've heard. That's the four I've heard in the next 6 months.
Well, that's, yeah, that's in a short time frame. Yeah. There's others that have been mentioned, but renewal of some.
I know that you know, coming up in the near future, there's supposed to be, I can't remember which school, there may be a bond issue, but that may be 12 months away. But, I mean, unfortunately, there seems like there's going to be an issue on every ballot in the near future.
Well, my thinking was that if we contact these different entities, we need to know, as a county commission, for example, those that we have to vote upon to place upon the ballot. So to get as much information from the entities as possible to help us make those decisions and what our statutory responsibility are regarding those requests when they do come in. And Donna, if you could provide for us, again, the deadlines for elections and any other pertinent information that would help us, that would be appreciated.
Well, I can tell you that August the 28th is your certification deadline for the November election.
August 28th?
August 28th.
Okay.
I can also tell you that legislator have removed June as an election.
For next year?
For permanently.
Permanently, okay.
There will be no more June elections. No, of course, there still is a veto time period. The governor could veto it. It's not expected that he would do that. But, and February elections are, you can only put a bond issue on a February election other than the presidential primary. And for a bond election, I believe it's two-thirds. It would have to pass by two-thirds. And just listening to conversation of legislators, they don't believe that most schools will put it on at that time period because it does take so much to get a bond issue passed in February. So that essentially removes February as an election for anything other than the presidential primary. So then that gives us April for our municipal elections, and then, of course, August as our local primary election, and November as our general.
Okay, for our information, the things we need to know that concern the county, have you been approached by any of those other entities about certain taxes that they would want to look for an election in a certain date or any?
I have had one school contact me, and they are considering putting an election on in November, and it would be a bond issue. And, of course, everything else that you've mentioned today I've heard from. But nobody has shown many legal paperwork. And, of course, you have to make the decision on the library and the use tax.
And 911, too, I think, if that were – I don't – there's going to be a discussion.
There's a work session today.
There's a work session today at 2 o'clock, yeah.
I don't think that's one that we're going to be confronted with in the near future, but that's, I just threw that out there because it was one that was in the mix that had some discussion. It seems like there's one other. No?
I those are the four I've heard.
Well,
August 28th, Donna, is the drop, is basically the final day. I believe in years past, we worked with ballot language 10 days before the 28th because you've got to make sure it meets all the requirements. So that's, we really need our deadline to have that discussion is mid-August.
Yes.
To for the language, if we're going to put the library on November as requested.
You definitely need to run it by your attorneys.
For statute, what, yeah.
Yeah,
what
before
statute
that, so,
right.
So you have plenty of time to make your decision.
Okay.
Regardless of the time that decision's made, board members may feel that they need more time to educate.
Right.
As well as those who are opposed, et cetera, et cetera. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And that is a discussion that I have had with the state. You can certify prior to that time, any time prior to that time. But that is the deadline for certification. Anything after that would have to go to a judge and be ordered on the ballot, and of course then you risk the additional cost if there's been other certifications. So we don't want to go there.
That was all that I had on that, gentlemen.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, Donna. Mm-hmm. Staff departmental functions, road and bridge. Would you guys like to join us? Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are we going to talk road and bridge business first and then go to petitions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got just a couple update items. While Donna's here, we could start with this one, and this is what she requested us to chip seal three parking places at the Faith, Bridge of Faith Community Church in Rockaway, and I've given her estimated cost, what it would take to do that, so.
Donna, can you explain what that's for so that...
Yes, I'd...
It's just not a request for the county to come and do something for a private entity, but...
No, this is a building facility that we are using for elections, and I have grant money from the state that I can use to make it more ADA. It is currently ADA, but I would like to chip and seal the parking spots and the rampway to make it easier for our handicapped voters to enter that building. It's a process that I'm beginning. I'd like to upgrade all of our polling places as I can receive money from the state. So this would be fully funded by a grant.
I mean, and we're talking about a smoother surface for those who are disabled,
wheelchair-bound,
accessible.
And not even, doesn't even necessarily have to be somebody who's wheelchaired. We have aged people that have difficulty walking on.
Right.
Yeah. My relatives. Friends.
So. And this is all reimbursed through a grant. We just have to, you have to have a funding source first. I mean, your grant application.
We have to spend the money up front.
Right.
Actually, we don't.
We just have to commit to it.
I have to know what the money is, have to know that the commission is willing to utilize Road and Bridge to make this happen so that I can get the county reimbursed. Then I have to fill out the grant, submit it. Once it's okayed, then I would turn it over to Road and Bridge to finish, and once they're done, they turn their bill in, and we get reimbursed.
Okay. So it's just a matter of you needing commitment that we'll do it, and then you can start the application process.
That's right.
I know through the email process you were requested to talk to us about the amount of time that would take.
Donna was asking the amount of time. It'll take a portion of two different days to do this type of work, and it's just the normal operation of prep work and chip seal. We just can't do it all in one day because of cure time for primal and different things and moving equipment in and out.
Have you reviewed it, Randy? Have you reviewed the locations?
Yes, I went and looked at it, measured it out, and then and kind of based my estimated cost on what I've seen there at the
So at there's the no soft place, soft spots, or any work that we would have to?
It is currently a base parking lot, but it will need some smoothing and prep work just in that particular area. So there's different equipment we'll have to bring in to accomplish that, and then doing a primer coat there on that particular area, and then bringing in the seal crew. And
I don't think there's a soft spot on top of that hill anywhere, is there?
I didn't see anything. So, and then It's all connected to an existing concrete sidewalk, and it's already signed and everything, but then it'll require, once we get the chip seal down, it'll require the striping for the parking places.
I say I would like to do it. I mean, we're going to create three disabled parking spaces, plus some, I think, some approaches, an approach to the building itself. So I think with the grant information and helping the voters, I'm in support of this.
What do you need specifically from us, Donna, so that you can move forward?
If you are in agreement of using Garden Bridge, then I'll move forward, submit the grant. Once we get approved, then I'll contact Randy and he can do the schedule.
I agree. I think you should move forward.
Randy, if your scheduling appropriate that you can move through that location and do this in a time frame that where you're doing chip and seal roads in that area?
Yeah, well, I think we can schedule this in without too much difficulty as far as location.
Thank you, gentlemen. I think this is very good for our voters.
It is.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Donna.
Just have a couple of update items. Our crews are currently continuing our chip seal prep. Our patch crews have worked most of David's area and working south. Completed that, and I think they're Hollister area right now, and then going to be moving toward the Forsyth area, starting on getting into Harlan's area. We plan to start chip seal week after next.
Sorry, I coughed. What time?
Week after next.
Okay.
Possibly we're going to start a chip seal. We're still doing a little preliminary checking out our oil trucks and a couple of minor things.
So about the 10th or so, 10th, 15th, something?
Yeah, I'd say the second week in June we'll be able to get started.
I mean, Danny and I get the calls when they're going to start, because they start seeing the patching and think, okay, is that all you're going to do? And then
Then
the calls start, and so that's the next question is when are they going to fix it?
A lot of our vendors are starting to make the product and everything for us. We're getting that all scheduled stuff done.
I would make an appeal to, since the media's here, I mean, when we're working on the roads, extra caution. I mean, we got guys on the roads, and it's with all the distractions of driving and cell phones and all that, pay attention. I'm asking the citizens to pay attention when our guys are on the road working on the roads.
The other item, we have started our construction also on the bridge at Pro Tem Cedar Creek, started our demo on the grubbing out and removing the existing structure, and we're going to be starting on that. We got our roofs repaired at the Mount Branson facility, so we're moving into that, and we're going to try to get that completed. Other than that, that's about the only updates I have at this time. I'll have more next week or so.
Can I ask something, Randy?
Sure.
And now, Danny, you'll want to chime in. I ask you about every time we see, did anybody drop any stumps off since the tornado? And the answer usually is none. Do we have any more calls coming in? I mean, for stumps? And should we consider trying to do an assessment of what stumps are threatening our right-of-ways and maybe make a plan to get those removed at our expense? I mean, the last thing we need is right-of-ways or dangerous situation with those stumps. And there was some harder affected. I mean, Mount Branson.
If we had and there has been a lot of conversation about that, and there has been a lot of concern. If we had a stump grinder that we could set up in probably three different locations and give the citizens an opportunity to bring those to those different locations and grind that stuff up, it would be something that I would consider and promote if we wanted to do that. There's some of that stuff that, as I visit with them, there's some of those things that are in people's front yards that are right next to a county road that is I mean, the stump itself, I don't know, it would stress our equipment to get it out and get it lifted in there.
Well, and I know
that
there's
was one of the issues that we had. We advertised and we had a couple locations for residents to bring them. The problem is
they can't get them moved.
They didn't have the capability or.
And that's and my thought is maybe we look at outsourcing. Maybe we localize and see what the cost would be to pay a firm to come in and who does this specialty. Because I was some of those roads and. Those stumps are big, but they're also I still consider some of them a hazard, even though they may not be all in the right of way. They're still a hazard, and I didn't know if you wanted to even pursue.
I am interested in pursuing
and,
it,
and maybe having Ron Erickson even get a request for information from maybe some tree stump grinder companies and just see what they would do.
Branson still has their grinder over there, but the availability of getting a stump grinder with, they're still doing this at Joplin. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on the news on a regular basis. They're still looking for people to bring stumps into those grinders that are set up, and they're set up in kind of in a permanent location
right
over there. If we had two or three, if we had Mount Branson, Powerside, and some other place, and had those, as a matter of fact, I've already visited with some people. There's some people that have volunteered to have it on their property,
right?
You know, that have a big enough piece of property to have a truck come in, unload and grind. And
right.
So, yes, I'm interested in pursuing it. It's just Jim, it's a matter of trying to get a stump grinder on any location right now because of all the storms that have taken place over southwest Missouri. And
it just seems like the more we wait since the tornado, the less important it becomes to all the other issues that we deal with. And so I just don't want to forget about that because there's still hazards.
Have you questioned or talked to Mr. Hansen or Branson about when that one might be available? Because it's
I've talked to Mr. Hansen, and, you know, he has multiple. He's got still some based in St. Louis. He's got some. So, I mean, there's options, but I think the challenge is going to be if we don't get in line or in queue, we'll never get in line because the demand is so high. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just want to know if it's worth us pursuing, even look in that direction.
I'm interested, okay. And because I get, it's not a week goes by that I don't get approached about it.
Right, and I'm hearing it periodically. Yeah. And I know you're hearing it more often.
Yeah.
If it's all right, I can at least talk to Mr. Hansen about specific how soon and things like that, and then maybe we get Mr. Erickson to do a bid or something.
And I'm sure Joplin, their locations over there are being looked at. If you don't care to go ahead and check with him and
from there. I just know the problem's still there.
Right.
And it's not just about making it look pretty. I mean, it's about safety.
Yeah. We're talking about big tub grinders.
Yeah, we're talking.
We're not talking about. See, Jernigan's had the job down south that they couldn't. They've got exactly what we need is in that big stump grinder they used on South 65 over there that set between Hollister and Branson for a while, and it's exactly what we need because some of that timber in there had massive root wads, and that's what these things have, and they're tilted up in people's yards, and they're an unsightly deal, but. Safety-wise, there's a lot of safety issues concerning that, and I have the same concern that mm-hmm. Jim has, and I get approached about it on a weekly basis as I go through those areas. But Jim, won't you check into that?
I'll give Jeff a call and just have a general conversation about
and
timing.
And then we may put Ron on something like that to bid it.
Right. Would we be hauling men through the grinder?
Well, I think we need to look at all of our options.
All of them.
That's going to be another issue is even getting the grinder there, you're still going to have the issue of getting the stumps to it or getting it removed from the
right. And I think that's why I think I got to talk to Mr. Hansen and see what he's doing. And, you know, when he did something in St. Louis, he's done some other storms and just see what they've done. Because, once again, you guys have got a full plate. I mean, and to say, okay, and we don't have the clause like certain. I mean, like Hansen has equipment that does this, and so do other tree companies. So maybe I got to look and ask him what he proposes as an option for us because I don't know the options. I just know the problem still exists, and we get calls and
I'd sure like to fix the safety issues, that's for sure. Right.
Got one other thing. I visited, drove around quite a bit this weekend, and actually drove down through the KDOT Park area, and the amount of traffic that was down through there was unbelievable. I don't know whether it was people just going to the lakes because the lakes were full and Table Rock, and or if they were just going down to see the project, to see how much it was worth. A lot of them just drove down, drove a circle, and come out. I know we put out the bids last week on the guardrail. I didn't know whether how timely those were going to be, but we need, with the amount of traffic that's there, we need to go ahead and have whoever's going to do that put that guardrail up.
I'm fixing to move forward with that particular item.
Okay. So we
do have the bids completed. I'm going to get him scheduled as quick as I can get him down.
Right. I sat there for 30 minutes or so down, and I'd like to have a traffic counter down there. That's just how many people were driving down, driving the circle down through there. So we need that safety part of that issue taken care of. Any time, have you found out any time for the T Highway project as far as a timeline?
No, I have not, but I can make a few phone calls and see when their completion date.
Right. I would like to know that. I get all kinds of calls on that. I mean, it's our participation in it is what causes people to. We have financial participation in it, but we have no other control over the project. And so that's where I'm getting the phone calls.
Next item, I guess, talk about roads.
Never mind. Something you gentlemen would think about. I'd like to put a body shop, if any way possible, up there at the Kazee Mills location, or it's a possibility. What it is, our equipment's getting aged. Used to, we got the ability to trade it in a lot quicker. The paint's getting bad on lots of it. It don't look good. We have a gentleman that works for us that is actually a body man. And I was hoping in the wintertime we put together a little shop, and in the wintertime he could spend his time on repainting. He's repainting 3 or 4 rigs currently, and it saves us a great deal of money on your body shop prices.
So, I mean, does he do, I mean, you're talking about dent removal, paint, I mean, a true body guy?
Yes.
Okay.
He works part-time with body and has for years, so he's well,
okay.
Well, good at it. That shop there, we just need an exhaust system put in, just a fan of some sort, and a heat system, and then it could be utilized as it's hard to paint out in our shop because as you've done other things, it's too dirty. That's the thing about it.
So it'd be a paint shop also?
It would just be a paint shop, yeah, just a
body paint shop.
And just do it in the wintertime off season. He works on chip and seal crews, so we can't get them through the summer.
Equipment wise, would we have to buy equipment or would he provide his own equipment?
Probably a paint gun, a few sanders. Probably a $1,500, $1,800 investment as far as most of the equipment.
And the exhaust system, I mean, I'm familiar with paint.
We'll have to do some kind of exhaust. I'm not sure about the price of that. I'm going to approach you gentlemen first.
And that's got two bays in it, doesn't it? So he could use
it.
One side for actual paint shop and the other side for the bodywork.
It'd work absolutely.
I mean, I'm in favor of him looking into the exhaust cost of it. I think we could utilize it. Besides road and bridge, or some other departments could utilize some of the things that we haven't repaired because we didn't want to do an insurance claim. We could actually, I think there's plenty of work to keep someone busy, let's put it that way.
Right, just our stuff and Stoddles and Mount Branson. Like I said, we're going to have to keep our equipment quite a while longer.
Right.
We don't trade it like we used to. It looks pretty.
Well, preventive maintenance is important. I mean, we don't need.
Makes the appearance great.
I'm in favor of you finding what the price with the exhaust and double check the equipment prices and then come back to us and let's have another discussion about it.
There's also going to have to be a heat system put in that building because the current one was taken out, basically, or removed.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, if you would just look into that.
And just give you a figure of about a total estimate.
Yeah, I think that's what I would. And you're saying we have a skill set already that does that, so it wouldn't be like we wouldn't have to hire somebody. It's just a.
No.
He's already on.
Okay. We have a man that will do that. He doesn't want to do it all the time, but that's, like I say, it worked out good in the fall and winter and spring. He would do that, and he's on the chip machine the other time.
He has in the past used his own equipment, right?
Pardon me?
He has in the past used his own equipment.
Yes, on our last few rigs, he used his own equipment. And I allowed him to because I wanted to hit you all, gentlemen, up first to see if we could. No, I expect him to do it in the future.
No, I agree. Come back, Carl, and give us an idea of what you're talking about financially.
Thank you. That's all I have.
You got anything, David?
No, sir.
Didn't you send us an email about uniforms?
Yeah, we had an issue. The one of them, the question come up, and I sent a memo for you guys to review and get your opinion on. Basically, we've got the uniform shirts and stuff we pay for, and then you guys agreed to buy the employees the T-shirts, lime green safety T-shirts.
Right.
And some of the employees have purchased their own in the past, but you know, also in your request, you didn't want the T-shirts altered, but some of them are still wearing some of the ones they owned previously and wearing them. Do we want to discontinue that, being we furnished anybody that wanted the T-shirts?
This was not one T-shirt per, it's like five, right?
We bought them five per person right now.
One of my men, I'd asked yesterday about it, and he hadn't received this yet, so we got to backtrack and see where they went to.
Correct that error. But
what are your thoughts, Danny?
Well, I don't know. Other than getting them the T-shirts, I don't know what the problem is.
It comes down to an appearance type thing. I mean, they're wearing shirts that have sleeves cut out and different things like that you guys requested.
Randy's proposed email stated that there would be a policy, and that policy would be.
Well,
wasn't that included in your suggested email?
I don't have that with me, but I'd requested either wear the uniform or the safety T-shirt that we bought them and wear the others on their own time that they purchased. So, I mean,
from an appearance, that as a uniform, I would like them to wear an unaltered shirt.
Sure.
I mean, it's a safety shirt. The appearance, it's a uniform. I mean, we are paying for it, so obviously we don't want them altering our stuff, but... I was on that side of the table years and years before, and I know where, but I would just think from a uniform perspective, it's the right image, it's a uniform.
It most definitely is, and you can go back to your power companies. The boys that work for them have to wear long sleeve shirts because of burns and things like that, and it comes through their insurance company.
Right.
Ourselves, as we're on a chip and seal crew, I'd hate to see the boys not try to follow the rules and regulations and have to end up doing something like that where they had to wear a long sleeve shirt instead of that. So I would prefer that they wear a uniformed type shirt that we purchased for them. It's no dollars out of their pocket, and that they'd be presentable, and the policy is one that you've wrote up that would be acceptable.
One of the items was the appearance thing. The other thing is we've allowed them to wear shorts where the job allows that. Certain jobs that can't do that because of safety issues and the environment, but then also the bib over. Also, I mean, we're trying to make them as comfortable as we can, but also appearance-wise as far as accounting.
I'm going to make a statement about that. The road and bridge crew, with what they're demanded to do, I'm not for them wearing shorts. I'm talking about the people that are out in the field that are liable to be in a ditch line or something like that. It just absolutely is. How many do you have? Do you have two or three people that wear them?
There's seven.
I've got one, and he wears them even through the winter time. He pretty well, unless it's well below zero.
It's got to get about 40 below, and you might wear overalls in.
Well, I mean, I think from a safety perspective, I appreciate it. I just want our guys, I mean, we have to use your judgment. Right. I want the guys to be safe. And if
some jobs we don't allow shorts. I mean, an old truck, that's an environment that you just can't do that. Some brushwork, you cannot do that because of injuries and
I mean, if you have to step, here's the question, here's the deal. If you have to step in a ditch line working for Road and Bridge, you're at a danger if you don't have a long pair of pants and the boots on. And that's just the way that I see it, and it's probably not going to be the most popular with these people that we're talking about. But I do know that other organizations put a lot more pressure on their employees and the safety issues than we do. And if they had to do half what the other organizations do, then they're very fortunate that we are as lenient as we are.
I guess the question is, do you want to discontinue the shorts?
When's the next time we're meeting?
Huh?
When's the next time we're meeting? I want to ask a few questions, none of these to you guys. So maybe the next time, can we talk about the policy, discontinuing policy at the next time we meet, which is probably next week?
Yeah.
Is that all right with you, Danny?
I'd like to schedule one next Thursday if possible.
Okay. So. I mean, if that's possible, I want to ask a few questions so I can get my opinion.
It's not my opinion. It's the public's opinion that I'm voicing.
Gentlemen, let me interrupt you for just a second. When we start the petition, our next segment, how long is that going to be? The reason is I was going to let Linda know so she didn't have to sit through the half hour at least.
Well, I guess.
I just wanted to hear this about the Schultz. That's all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. The answer, so don't worry about Linda's?
No.
Okay. The short thing, I just got to find out some details. I mean, it's job-related. I mean, everyone has uniforms, and my only thought with shorts is sometimes they're required to do other jobs. They go to work thinking they're going to do this, and then all of a sudden there's a shortage or there's a need, and you say, okay, you can do this. Oh, you're not dressed appropriately, so you can't help.
That one of the requirements for them to wear shorts is they had to keep a pair of regular uniform pants on the job to prevent that very instance.
Okay, so you're covering from the aspect of them not being able to perform the duties. Okay.
Right.
Are you talking about something that's in written policy or something that was...
I don't know if it's in written policy that's
we would probably need to get that put into a written policy.
Right.
Because, I mean, once again... Everything that we're verbalizing, we need to have in writing. And even though it's a policy, it's really good for us to be able to go back against a written policy for enforcement.
Yeah, it's been allowed for quite some time.
Okay.
Several years.
Randy, when you get time, would you also meet with Linda back here for any other unwritten policies that we have within the department that she's not aware of and or others?
Yeah, I've got another one that...
So that we can start collating all this... Thank you. Gentlemen, are we ready to move to the next phase, which is road petitions?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Was it empty?
It was empty. It was
let's take a 5 minutes.
Okay.